Howdy, y'all.
I'm Leslie.
I'm Laurie. Welcome to
Sumo Kaboom, where we talk about all things sumo.
Yep, this week we're dipping our toes in some fun water, y'all.
That's right. We are going to have a little bit of news, like a very tiny bit of news, and then we're going to jump into the Kanjin Noto Peninsula Earthquake Charity Event that happened this last weekend, I think. It delivered on all entertainment, and I just wanted to give you a breakdown of my favorite part of it, which was the karaoke section.
Which, if you ever ask us about sumo and you're like, what's your favorite part of sumo? We might just answer the karaoke.
Because people ask me all the time, like, what's the best part of sumo? And I'm like, honestly, well, let's be honest, the sumo is, the wrestlers are. But second to that is the fact that this is one of the only sports that somewhat demands their professional athletes to sing with a microphone in front of large crowds of people. And they all do it.
I'm 100% in approval.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, nobody goes to the Texas Rangers and says, like, you're now a Texas Ranger. Looks
time
like you
sing.
Also have to sing.
You got to sing, buddy.
Nobody else does that. Professional soccer or football in Europe, they're not asking, you know, Messi to hold a microphone and sing.
But I would love it if they did.
Yeah, I would love it as well. Although Messi is here, right? I don't know where he is now.
I don't know.
Is he retired? I don't know.
All I know is you can find out a lot about a person as soon as they start to sing.
Yeah. And you find out they're very passionate.
Yes.
And they have made these song selections. And so I'm going to do a breakdown of all of the wonderful highlights from the event.
And y'all, I have not watched this event, so this is brand new to me, and I cannot wait to hear what you've put together.
Awesome. Well, first, let's start with a news flash. All right. Next week, I believe it's going to be next week, we're going to have an episode on sumo fandom. And we have engaged with some of the, you know, big players in the sumo fan world and people who get the content out to you. But just stay tuned because we're going to have some questions, maybe some polls in all of our social media this week about how you consume your sumo media and the content that you absolutely love from the internet and beyond. So stay tuned for that. Also, did you hear that Ono Sato got in trouble?
No, I did not.
With Nishinoseki, also Oyakata, getting in trouble because the JSA found out, they gave a strict warning, which is, I think, just a warning, because Ono Sato last year was caught out drinking with underage or wrestlers under Mikushita, underage drinking.
Oh.
And so Ono Sato was brought up in that, and Nishinoseki. So they have been given a slap on the wrist. And I don't exactly know what all that entails, but I find it very interesting that it's a official warning, which I don't know what happens with a warning from the JSA, but it definitely strikes me as very different than everything else that's been happening lately. So maybe it was just a little insignificant thing, and then the news media picked it up and they wanted to let people know that even Nishinoseki Oyakata is getting punished for his oversight mishaps. So that is that.
Okay.
But I don't think that's going to really affect Ono Sato all that much, because he was also called up to meet with Tada Nofuji in the dojo on tour, and the tour is happening and all the guys are practicing. And that is a big time thing when Tada Nofuji calls you up to, he basically lends his chest, and Ono Sato was just exhausted. But that is also the ultimate honor. Some people say that, like, when a Yokozuna offers his chest to a lower ranker, that means, though, that that's the guy that has the most potential to become Sanyaku, Ozeki, or Yokozuna one day. So there's kind of some messaging in that. So that's why it's also an honor, but it's also Tada Nofuji's responsibility to train up these guys because he's the best of the best. So that also happened on tour. Lots of sumo media this week because of the tours, and lots of hijinks. I feel like everybody, though, is kind of in a good mood.
Yeah.
And all of that's leading up to the biggest news. And I think I can tell you that this was the biggest news for me this week, which was the Kanjin event to raise money for the earthquake victims in the Noto Peninsula. But there hasn't been a tournament like this in like 62 years, meaning sumo has not been in the old days, like in the Edo period, they would have these Kanjin sumo tournaments, which would raise money for the temples.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would hold the tournaments there and it would be, you know, all the tickets, everything that was bought and sold would go to help rebuild a temple or a shrine. And they haven't done this in like 62 years, it says.
Mm.
So that's why it's called Kanjin. It's basically a benefit. It's would be like a benefit concert.
Right.
The Live Aid of the sumo world. And so they held that for the first time, I think this past weekend at the Kokugikan. There were over 7,000 people in attendance. And it had everybody there. Ted and Fuji did his doyoiri. They did all the tour, you know, things they would do on tour, the demonstrations. But they also gave us a delightful, completely delightful matchup of retired wrestlers. Oh. So they took Oyakata's, you know, they took Tochi Ozan fighting with Kakeru, who you don't see these guys in Mowashi anymore. So, of course, Kakeru won. But the best one was Takumisa Kari, because he gave exactly to the audience what they craved, which was the pre-bout ritual.
Fabulous.
So there's an amazing clip of Takumisa Kari fighting. I can't remember who was fighting two bald guys in the ring together, but he always has this crazy like waddle up to the dojo. Like mm-hmm. he has a barrel between his legs and he waddles on up there and then he gets up there and I saw a clip, a Japanese TV show had shown like an old school clip of him back in the day doing the pre-bout ritual.
Yeah.
And then him in sync with it. And it's pretty much
exactly what it was.
As it was.
Fabulous.
It was absolutely delightful. And the whole crowd was like so excited about this pre-bout ritual. And that was one incredible thing. But for me, the icing on the cupcake, on the three-tiered cake, was the karaoke. Okay, so there were, I think, 5 wrestlers that were chosen to do big numbers. Now, like I said, this is like a crowd of 7,000 people.
Wow.
So could you imagine being like a professional bicyclist and then all of a sudden they're like, here's a crowd of 7,000 people,
no.
Now sing in front of them?
But so, I also can't imagine doing a sport in nothing but a Mowashi either in front of thousands of people.
These guys are like the
so
epitome
brave.
Of brave,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Like it's just nuts. But when called upon, it is, you know, for a good cause, they all step up to the plate and they do it. So it was quite genius as far as programming goes. But first up was Daisho.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Daisho.
Yeah. I want to tell you first, when I listen to this, you'll hear it here in a second. I want to say the song, the intro, sounds a little bit like 1980s The Boss. Like, it's definitely Bruce Springsteen.
Ooh.
Like, Daisho is, he has a raspy kind of vocal quality and kind of imperfections of tone, kind of like The Boss does.
Okay.
He shifts side to side when you're watching the video, which indicates he's perhaps not in his happy place, but okay. He's doing it for the happiness of the crowd.
Was he smiling?
A little bit.
Okay.
I mean, but Daisho will do anything when asked because he is honorable. He is very serious as far as a sumo wrestler goes. I think you'll find out that this catchy chorus kind of gets him going, the crowd going. And I think this is a wonderful performance.
Before you jump into this, can
yeah.
you set the scene a little bit? Like, what is he wearing?
Oh,
is he in a Mowashi?
No.
None
of them. They're all in their yukatas.
Okay. And do you remember what he looked like?
No. But he did smile a lot. Like,
okay.
They all just look like they're in lovely, you know, yukatas.
And they're standing in the ring or
yeah,
on
they,
stage?
They're announced by the three MCs. And then he makes his way up to the dojo. There's like a stand on the dojo and there's like a little iPad there that they're clearly looking at the words to.
Okay.
To give him some, you know, support. The beginning, there's little banter about what they're going to sing and what's the message you want to give to the masses of people here. And they all say the same thing. I'm doing this for the happiness of the fans, to bring light and to this hard hit area and to raise money for a good cause.
That but, is a wonderful reason to be singing for a crowd.
Yeah. And I mean, he's definitely smiling in the very beginning. But you can tell once the song starts, he gets a little nervous. Now, this song, I don't know if this is the real name, but in my interpretation of how he sings it, the name of the song sounds like Ring Ding Tone Kinagana, okay? Which
okay,
is completely
ring ding.
But it is the closest Billy Ray Cyrus
Country?
Country. It has a country vibe, okay?
Whoa.
Now we'll start listening here. So
I can hear the boss.
You can hear the boss.
Totally right.
Right? But you can also hear like a little bit of Billy Ray Cyrus. Like it's country in a different way. I will start playing it again. And this is a little bit later in the song. That was just the intro because it's a longer song.
Can I two-step in the corner? Would that
be okay?
Well,
that's what I was about to say.
Oh.
If you like to line dance, this is probably your song.
Yeah. Maybe it's my Texas roots, but I was like, oh, I totally want to two-step to this.
So you hear it, right? Like,
absolutely.
And when I listened to that, I was like, definitely the exact same thought. Like, I want to line dance, not two-step, like actually line dance, because that's what the Billy Ray Cyrus connection, like I heard, I definitely hear like a Billy Ray Cyrus kind of quality to it. And it's really rhythmic. So you could two-step or line dance. And I thought, and here's my question to you. This is who I would most like to line dance alongside. That person is Tamawashi.
Oh, I would say Toby Zaru.
Oh, yeah.
Toby Zaru would be really fun to line dance with. Now, two-step, Tamawashi would be great to two-step with.
Well, see, I thought he was a little stiff for two-stepping, like partner dancing, because, he doesn't lean back at all, but he would be good at leading. He's very good at leading.
Right?
You might be led all over that dance floor by Tamawashi, by Nodowa. But I was like, I could see, me in some jeans and me in some boots next to Tamawashi in some jeans and boots, like, line dancing.
I don't know why Toby Zaru is just like first on my list here, but I'm like, Toby Zaru has to be a great dancer. He just has to. He's fast. He could do spins. He would be super fun to do the Cotton Eye Joe with. I can absolutely imagine him in a cowboy hat.
Absolutely.
With the boots and the whole thing, with a huge smile on his face.
Yeah, he would go for
it's
it.
Toby I just Zaru figured, like, Billy Bob's all the way.
Yeah. Like for me, Tamawashi, I felt like he had a real sweetness to him that he'd be like, yeah, I'll get up there and line dance with you. Like, I'll do it. You know, he's
of course,
got girls.
For you.
He's like, he could dance.
Yeah.
You know, he'd be like, I'll give it a whirl. He may not be great, but like, he'd jump out there with you. But anyway, I liked Ayesha's voice. It's sexy. It's real raspy. Like I said, it feels like the boss.
Yeah.
And he's a little pitchy. But, I think all of that baritone raspiness is, I'm
expecting somebody to jump in from the side with a big saxophone.
Yeah.
And just do a nice big solo whenever he takes a break. And then it would just be the perfect song.
Yeah. And this was a beginning that was up-tempo.
Yeah,
you know?
I like
ring,
it.
Ding, donut,
I would start.
Or whatever it is. But
I would
it has a real fun,
it.
You know, it has a fun little catch, a little hook.
I dig it.
Next up was Ohno Show.
Ohno Show,
he has a lovely tenor voice.
Yes, he does.
Perhaps next to Takayasu, he is a very romantic, voice. In his song choice, you'll see.
Well, he's one that they often bring out to sing at these events because his voice is so gorgeous.
Yes. And I will have to say, I turned on the, oddly enough, I don't know why I did not turn on the subtitles until halfway through I watched this. So I actually don't know what Daisho or Onosho is saying. But all I can tell you is just from watching without subtitles, I think that this song is one that's passionate and from his lonely heart. I think he's longing for someone or something. He's serious. He has a lovely tenor voice, and I think he just longs to see someone from across the room and sing this song.
Cold
しをしようか。白い星が降るこの空に手を重ねて眠る今日にね。僕らは何を探してるの？見えない何かに臆病に震えながら。
He pops in to that.
Love it.
I know, he just pops into that head voice just so easily. And like he has this kind of like when he starts like this kind of pensive whisper and like this lilt and like pain, you know, there's pain underneath it. I mean, I feel like he really sings from like a broken heart. And I hope there was a girl in that audience that was listening and that they find each other and he can sing this to her over like a romantic coffee date or I don't know, like a shop on a rainy day. Right? It like has that sad sort of feeling.
Yeah.
He's very at ease up there.
He is very at ease and he's smiling at the crowd and he's very much in his element. Like I can see him as a crooner in a second career, like standing up at a bar and singing to the crowd.
Yeah, he taps into his emotionality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he really does. Plus he has a beautiful complexion. Like he really has a beautiful little fate, not little, it's quite large.
Complexion and a good voice. That's it for you. That's
right.
Your magic combo.
Well, this is what seals the deal for me is from this point to the end, post-bridge to the finale of the song, he really brings it.
Happening there?
He gets the crowd. He did a little call and response, although he didn't ask for it. They just decided to sing along with him. And they applaud him. He has that kind of false ending, you know, that kind of mm-hmm. like, and it's out. And then they start applauding and then the music starts up again. So.
Oh, and they just loved it.
And they loved it.
Like,
and
we
then,
get more.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like a reprise.
Yeah.
No, what is it when you bring them back out for another song? You go
encore?
To a concert?
Yeah.
Encore? It's an encore. Yeah. It's an encore mid-song.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
So that was Ono Show. Now, this is the surprise. And I think from the beginning of the actual video that was submitted onto social media by the Sumo Kyokai, even from the beginning of this, they had the filming of it all wrong. Everybody else, when they introduced them, they came up onto the doyo. They were facing towards the camera. For some reason, unknown to me, they decided to reverse the angle. So the whole video is Kagiyaki walking up onto the doyo, and then the whole video is Kagiyaki talking to the audience from behind.
Kagiyaki?
Exactly. And that's what I mean by genius in programming, because
Kagiyaki
was very surprising to me.
Please tell me he was smiling. Well, you couldn't tell because it was from the back.
Exactly. So I kind of was only able to watch his face singing.
Why?
When the song
was he like, I will do it for you, but you cannot show my face?
Once the song starts, they reverse the angle. So
okay.
It was even like whoever was working the camera was like,
we lost the camera feed. Just show us anything.
Like, this guy's doesn't have much personality, so let's just shoot him from behind. And then once the song starts, we'll reverse the angle. But anyway, let's just say Kagiyaki, when he comes out, he smiles. He's very humble. And perhaps I learned that he actually has a slight lisp when he's talking. And he's more animated, like...
Oh, you're going to make me fall in love with Kagiyaki right now, aren't you?
Well...
I love it.
I don't know. He's more animated speaking than I ever expected him to be. Now, when he starts singing, he sings exactly the way you think... Like when he, like, imagine him on the dojo pre-bout ritual where he's just standing there deadpan.
Yeah.
Now put one microphone up to his, like him holding a microphone and then singing, and that's exactly what you get.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Now he says, I have to hear this.
He says he's very nervous, okay, you know, because he doesn't normally do this. But okay, again, he hopes to bring some happiness to everybody at singing.
Can you imagine how his entire morning must have been before this?
Just massive nervous diarrhea, yes, I imagine. But he did it for the fans. And I think this song is an interesting choice. It sounds to me kind of like, if you can remember Peaches and Herb from the 1980s, they were a duo, husband and wife duo, I think.
Right, but I'm like, what song did they sing?
Reunited and It Feels So Good.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
one,
yeah.
That was Peaches and Herb. Now, although this does not sound like Reunited, it sounds like Kageyaki's version of some sort of Peaches and Herb riff from the 80s.
100年 経っても 好きでいてね みんなの前で困らせたり
But if you see the way he's singing it, it's like I said, it's exactly like him stoic. And it's a love song, but it's the most I've heard of, like, the breast support to get up to that high note.
Yeah.
He does it with complete, like, he looks like a robot when he's singing it, but he does it. I'm very impressed.
Without having seen him sing it, just listening to it, it sounds robust and full and gorgeous. And that would absolutely do it for me if, like, somebody came to me with that romantic song.
Well,
and they sang that, I'd be like, yes, sir.
It is a love song, I believe. The first lines of the song are, even after 100 years, I still love you.
Which God.
Yeah,
oh,
I think it's basically like a love song. But what strikes me as interesting is that in the most Kageyaki way, he doesn't use his mouth at all to sing the song.
So he's singing through his nose? How is he doing that?
I'll show you.
Oh, is he wearing glasses?
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing glasses! It's awesome.
Now, he really takes it up a notch. Like, he actually waves his arm, gets the audience going with his arm. Now, up to this point, he's basically sung the song like a statue with the microphone.
Yeah.
But he lifts up his hand in the most statuesque way and gets the crowd to wave their hands with him.
I am 100% a Kageyaki fan all of a sudden.
I know. And I like that he likes to pump up the jam with that arm waving business. I mean,
the entire audience was waving with him.
Yeah.
How could you not?
I know.
How could you not feel your heart tugged toward that man?
I know. But, like, right when you think Kageyaki's done, he starts it back up again and then finishes out. But I think that this song, like, everything it's saying is, like, we're going to grow old together and we're going to become grandparents and looking down at our large family, which for me, I think this is a big signal that Kageyaki's on the market. He is looking.
Oh.
He is saying it. I'm a sensitive guy. I'm going to love you forever. And I think I just didn't know that about Kageyaki in his song choice.
Well, it would work for me.
So
maybe it's not speaking to you the same way it's speaking to me.
Perhaps.
It has, like, its tendrils have captured my heart. And I am now a Kageyaki fan.
Yeah, well, the crowd response afterwards was muted compared to what everybody else has done.
Oh.
So I think that what's true about Kageyaki is he has a very specific audience
that sees
through the beauty. He maybe doesn't, like, bring it quite like the next artist slash sumo wrestler. But yeah, he still did great. So the next artist, I might even say this performance outshines our last performer, who is obviously Takeyasu, because of course he's going to go last. He's Takeyasu is last.
Okay.
This performer, Hira de Umi, picked the right song for the right crowd.
Nice.
At the right moment.
Makunouchi, Hira de Umi desu.
Now, I'm not sure if any of you know, but this song, and you'll hear it, it is an anthem. It is incredible. It's called Rising Sun. Obviously, Japan is the land of the rising sun. And he gets the crowd clapping. I would absolutely hire him for a wedding, like for sure, off of this song. He's got great pitch, quite a range. And this was a reprisal from the belly touching event. And I think he's perfected it since. But this song was written back when the really bad earthquake happened back in, what was that, 2012? The one with the terrible tsunami, the great earthquake. And this was written after that. Kind of like, you know, like we had in 9/11, we had our anthems that came on the radio and that really meant a lot to people. So that's why he chose to sing this song. I'll start here and you can hear for yourself that this man is... that this man is fire.
Rising Sun! Hai, dozo!
You can hear, like, the man himself. He sounds like Sam Smith to me. Like, he really does. And he's like, oh, rah! Like, he has the really great, like, belt. And that's what it's called when you're singing. You're, like, just belting out the high notes. He does that. And, I mean, I think this is the best show in sumo. Is that, like, Hira de Umi brings out the show.
Yes.
If I was going to add a song to my treadmill list.
Oh, it would be this one.
It would 100%. Be this.
That one got me off my feet to come look over your shoulder just to see how people were responding to that and how I just had to see him sing.
Yeah, it's pump up. It's inspirational. I mean, it makes me want to do something. Just get out there and like pump up the crowd.
Yeah,
so,
it makes me want to run or like exercise and dance. Or
exactly.
Something. Yeah,
exactly. It's inspirational. So even though programming, me personally, I would put this at the end. I now, you know, it's still good, but I'll let you hear a little bit more because it's great, especially when he gets this last part where he gets the crowd into it. Also, did you notice, like, in the video, they turn off the lights in the crowd and everybody got their camera lights out and they're, like, dancing around. So it looks like he's singing.
A Taylor Swift concert.
He really is. He's, like, singing in amongst a bunch of stars and it's just Hira de Umi in the middle of it.
It looks exactly like the Eras Tour.
It does.
From what I have seen on Disney Plus, it looks exactly like it.
Right?
Oh my God. I am absolutely 100% in. I love it.
We will post this video if you haven't seen it, but you can follow Sumo Kyokai and they posted it 2 days ago. Last but not least, everyone is expecting, you know, Mr. Sumo Singer himself. And they brought out the crooner, the the professional. He's so at ease and pretty much knows he's going to perform and like make everybody happy in this charity event. I think the crowd absolutely loves him singing like these old crooner kind of songs. He's just a polished professional. I am looking forward to his post-sumo, like his retirement album. Like, please tell me there'll be one mm-hmm. because I will be the first one to buy mm-hmm. that album. I would go to the concert. He has like this lovely kind of glottal stop he does, little vocal finesses. He actually, you might not be able to hear it, he actually messes up a little bit of his lyrics. He giggles a little. The crowd forgives him and he's right back in. He is such a professional on and off the dojo. But the next best part of the song is he sings a couple of verses and choruses there, but then he gets off in perfect timing, goes down into the audience, and no. with the microphone in no. hand, he puts his other hand out and he gives high fives all around the dojo
no.
and perfectly timed.
It.
It's perfectly timed to one full verse, and then he's right back up on the dojo to finish with the chorus.
Oh, that is a master craftsman.
Yeah, I mean, right he knows there. His music. I mean, he's greatness in sumo and he's greatness in singing. He waves to the audience. He tells everyone, thank you so much.
That just made me tear up. I was just watching the video, and it absolutely made me tear up because he's so at ease.
I know.
And he's taking in the adoration of the crowd.
Yeah.
Well, that last note was perfection.
Wasn't it? I mean,
see, if I close my eyes,
delightful.
I'm like in a boat, gently swaying in the water. And I have a parasol. Shining, like keeping the sun from shining on my head. And it's just...
Is Takayasu in the boat with you?
Singing, yes. Singing just to me. His side of the boat is
well,
a little heavier.
Well, don't forget me. I'm
going
to be in the canoe next to you because I would like to also witness him singing to me on the river.
Isn't that the most beautiful thing ever?
Yes. The crowd loves it. It must be an old classic song that everybody loves, but his voice is perfect for it, so... That is my breakdown, musical breakdown of the charity event that happened this last weekend. I hope you've all enjoyed it.
I have. I'm just raising my hand high. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you so much for talking me through that. You just made my entire day.
So here's to many more sumo events where there'll be many more karaoke numbers for us to enjoy. And until then, I guess next week we'll be back with you with our sumo fan episode.
Talk at you then.
Yeah. I'll see you then.
See ya. Bye.